You have your Bible, turn with us more to Jeremiah chapter 24. Jeremiah chapter 24. We've wrestled with this all week. Verse 1, the Bible said, "The Lord showed me, and behold, two baskets of figs were set before the temple of the Lord, after that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, had carried away captive Jeconiah, and son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, and the princes of Judah, with the carpenters and smiths from Jerusalem, had brought them to Babylon. And one basket had very good figs, even like the figs that are first ripe, and the other basket had very naughty figs, which could not be eaten, they were so bad. Then said the Lord unto me," now watch this, he speaks to Jeremiah, he asks him a question. "The Lord, then said the Lord unto me, what seest thou, Jeremiah? And I said, figs, the good figs, very good, and the evil, very evil, that it cannot be eaten, they are so evil. Again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, like these good figs, so will I acknowledge them that are carried away captive of Judah, whom I have sent out of this place into the land of the Chaldeans for their good. For I will set mine eyes upon them for good, and I will bring them again to this land, and I will build them, and that way, and not pull them down, and I will plant them and not pluck them up." Now watch this, verse 7, he said, I will give them an heart to know me, that I am the Lord, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God. For they shall return unto me with their whole heart." Praise the Lord. I want to preach this morning on this thought. Our will is in the heart. Our will is in the heart. This is direction we preach, and we see the will, our will is what we do. And the Lord asked Jeremiah here, after they've been taken out, he says, can you understand where you're at? Amen. The first thing we got to do today is understand where we're at. You have to understand where you are with the Lord. I know you're sitting here in the house of God today, and what a blessing that is. But you're not here by accident. You're here on purpose, because God has something for you today that'll help our hearts and draw us and grow us closer to Him, that we might be more like Him in the days that we live. In the late hour that we're living, God touch us and help us to understand that there's a God today who loves us, amen, and is there to help us along this way, that we might finish our course for His glory, that we might give Him praise in all that we do, because He's been so good to us. And the Lord asked Jeremiah here a question. He said, "There's two baskets of figs that was set before the temple of the Lord." Amen. He said, in other words, there's two baskets of figs that's been brought into the presence of God. You realize one day there's going to be baskets of everything that we've done brought to the presence of God. One day we're going to have to give an account for all that we do and all that we are in the presence of God. We'll stand before Him, amen, and we'll give an answer for who we are, what we've done, and what we've tried to do for His glory. So we see these two baskets. What are these two baskets? One's full of good, and the other's full of bad. Amen? And the Lord asked Jeremiah. He said, they brought all these people together. They brought all these people out. And He says He brought them out, praise God, that they might preserve them. He said it was for their good. Do you realize God called you out for your good? Amen. That's why He don't leave you in the world. Just let you carry on like you've been, like everybody else. Praise God. He brings you out for your good, so that He can help you. Praise God. He can separate you, sanctify you, cleanse you. Amen. Make you perfect before a holy God. That's what He does. And He said He brought them out. And He asked Jeremiah, He said, "There's one basket that had very good figs," verse 2, "even like the figs that are first ripe. And the other basket had very naughty figs, which cannot be eaten. They are so bad." Amen. He said, "There's some good figs," and He said, "they're bad figs." Amen. He said, "If your fruit's rotten, it's rotten." Amen. You can't do nothing with rotten fruit. But He said, "That good's very good." Amen. Praise God. And then He said, the Lord unto me, "What seest thou, Jeremiah?" And I said, "Figs. The good figs, very good, and the evil, very evil, that cannot be eaten. They are so evil." Amen. He said, "There's some good figs." He said, these good figs are very good. Amen. They're good to look at. They're good to taste. They're good to eat. They're good for you. But he said, there's some others that's evil. They're bad. They don't look good. They don't smell good. They don't taste good. They can't do nothing for you. They're unhealthy. Amen. See what God's doing? He's drawing a line. He said, there's good and there's bad. And he said, there's nowhere in between. Amen. He said, either you're trying to live for God and do right. He said, or you're living for the devil and the sinfulness of the world. Amen. He said, you're either trying to do right. Did you notice I said trying? He said, we're supposed to strive for perfection. And we do that, praise God, by trusting in the Lord. Peter says, casting all your cares upon Him. I can't get off of that. He said, casting all your cares upon Him because He cared for you. Amen. I was talking the other night with a young lady, and she said, I can't sleep at night. I can't pillow my head because of all this stuff I'm trying to deal with. I said, well, cast it on the Lord and go to sleep. Amen. Trust it on, trust God Almighty and Lord Jesus Christ to take care of it. He said, cast it on Him. Praise. Give it to Him and He'll take care of it while you rest. Amen. Praise God. Go sleep, pillow your head, get your rest, take your sleep, praise God. Be rested up, amen, in the morning. Just praise God for what He done in the night. Amen. The Bible says expect until He comes. Amen. Glory be to God while we're pilling our head and sleeping. See, we can lay there and flip and flop and toss in the bed all night long, and it don't help a thing. It don't change nothing. Amen. We can lose sleep. We can worry and fret and toss and turn. Amen. And anguish all night long. And it don't fix nothing. But pray God we can pillow our head. Say, Lord God of glory. Amen. I'm fixing to lay me down to sleep. Praise God. I'm expecting to sleep. And here it is. I'll just cast it upon You. I'm trusting in You. I know that You care for me. And pray God while I'm glory be to God. While I'm asleep and amen. You're going to handle my load. Amen. He said, cast it on Him, praise God, because He cares for you. Amen. His cart's not too full, and He can't take some more. Amen. We're burdened down. Amen. Praise God, because God said, hey, you don't have to be that way. Amen. He said, if we had just trusted the Lord. Amen. He only passes out good fruit, by the way. Amen. Amen. He said, God can't be tempted with sin. And neither tempteth He any man. Hello? He said, when you're tempted, you're carried away of your own lust and enticed. He said, that don't come from God. That comes from your flesh. That comes from the devil. That comes from worldliness. Amen? But He said, there's a God that's producing good fruit. But He said, there's a lot of bad fruit. Amen? He said, that fruit, that good fruit's really good. And He said, the bad fruit's really bad. Amen. I wonder where we fit in today. Amen. I'll say, you say, preacher, you're just judging us. No, I'm just fruit inspecting. Amen. We need to check our fruit, praise God. See what kind of fruit we're producing. He said, we're either producing good fruit or bad fruit. He said, that good's really good. You know why He says that? Because it's pleasing to God. That good fruit, praise God, bring glory to His name. That good fruit, praise God, ought to make us excited down in our soul, praise God, because it's by pleasing our Father. Amen. That bad fruit ought to make us feel really bad because it's not pleasing the Father. He looks down on it with anguish of heart. He said, that bad is very bad. Amen. It's an abomination. It makes Him sick. Amen. Can't look on sin. Can't be around sin. Praise the Lord. But he said, what do you see, Jeremiah? He said, I see figs. Good figs are very good, and evil are very evil. And that cannot be eaten, they are so evil. And again, the word of the Lord came to him, verse 4, saying, thus said the Lord God, the God of Israel, like these good figs. Now watch this. So will I acknowledge them that are carried away captive. Amen. He said, I see what's going on. He said, I see what's in your life. I see what's trying to come upon you. I see what's trying to discourage you. I see what's trying to keep you away from God and godliness. I see the thing that's trying to draw you away. Praise God. He said, but praise God, I'm bigger than that. Amen. He said, I see you in your captivity. God sees you in your drug addiction. God sees you in your whoredoms. God sees you in your wickedness. God sees you in your sleuthing. God sees you all the time. He says, I see you in that's got you captive. That's a holding you down, praise God. That evil stuff, praise God, it comes upon you. He said, I see that. And he said, that's why I'm here, is to help you. Amen. He said, I'm here. He said, my will is that your will be satisfied. Amen. Praise the Lord. But our will is in our heart. Our will is in the heart. Our will, our volition, praise God, the act of the will is what God does. That's what makes us different, praise God, between them and us. That's what makes good fruit different between good and bad fruit. Amen. It's the will in our heart. It's the power to make conscious decisions. Amen. See, God gives us the power to make conscious decisions, to understand what to do. The power of choosing. Amen. The power of choosing. The power of choosing, praise God. He gives us opportunity to make choices. That's what makes us different, praise God, from everything else. God gives us the ability to make choices. He gives us the ability to determine things in our mind. Did you hear what I said? To determine things. I'm determined, praise God, to serve the Lord. Amen. 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 When we determine, He gives us the power to determine. Amen. The things that will help us, praise God, through this life, through this walk. Amen. And the will is in the heart. Amen. To do the things of God. To make an informed decision. Amen. When somebody does it of their own will, amen, they're doing it. That means that they meant to do it. When I do something of my own will, my own free will, it means that I meant to do that thing. It means I meant to do what I set out to do it. Amen. That's my will. But God said His will was bigger than our will. Amen. He said His will, praise God, is the will of the heart. Amen. When we realize, glory be to God, that our will is in the heart, amen, it changes every aspect about us. Amen. Our heart becomes different. Our heart becomes renewed. Our heart becomes active and activated. Glory be to God for His praise, amen, and for His honor, and He might get all the glory. I tell you, this last chapter of the church, praise God, is about giving God glory. You know what's happened? We forgot to give God glory. Amen. Told the young people down in the Sunday school class, we're lived in one of the most blessed nations in the world. I mean, we're blessed so much, praise God, we don't want for nothing. And we take it all for granted. And we ought to be praising our shoes off, giving God glory. Amen, brother. We ought to be shouting and giving Him praise. Thank you, good Lord, that I don't have to live out in the rain. Amen. Thank you for the shoes on my feet and the food on my table. Glory be to God. It's all you. It's all you, Lord. Amen. But see, if we get to doing that, it'd be that good fruit coming out. Amen. But we get so self-righteous, we get so full of self and so full of self-rightness that we forget to give God glory for everything that we have. We take it for granted. But God Almighty said here, He said, you know what? He said those good are good, and He said the bad are bad. And He said, praise God. He said, I look down and I see it. Verse 6, He said, for I will set mine eyes upon them for good. Amen. God says, I will look upon them. I will see you, praise God, where you're at. I know exactly what's going on in your life. I know exactly what you need, praise God. I know exactly how you need to proceed, glory to God. I know the direction that you need to go, and I know how to get you there. Amen. The Lord said, I know, but He says, I will. I'm glad the will is in the heart. See, it started way back in Genesis. God said this back in Genesis chapter 8 when he was speaking to Noah. You remember Noah got on a boat? God said, Noah said, you need to be a building a boat because he found grace in the eyes of the Lord. God said, I'm going to get rid of this wickedness. He said, all this bad fruit, He said, I've got to get rid of. Got to get shed of. And he said Noah was a preacher of righteousness. For 120 years while the boat was preparing, praise God, he was preaching, praise God, the gospel of the good God of glory. He said, listen, there's somebody that cares for you. Hey, somebody loves you. And for a good, how you talk about the long endurance of the holy God. Amen. When he allowed 120 years for a man to get right. Long-suffering arm of God. But he put Noah in that boat. Remember the story? I got all gathered all them animals. Noah didn't have to go out and hunt them up two by two and bring them in there. Praise God. God said, you just go on. He put them, sent them up there. Praise God. Noah had places made for all of them. He just opened the little doors and put them in their little places. Hey, man, by the way, let me just say this. He didn't get the great big grown-up ones, praise God, because they was going to need to reproduce and reestablish the earth. So he got the little baby, the young ones. Amen. Those that have a lifelong, praise God, that they could reproduce, they could re-multiply on the earth. Amen. And he gathered up all these little ones. And I can see these mama and daddy animals, praise God, as they ease up there, them little ones, and they stand there with long in their heart. I mean, I want to talk about animals, praise God, more compassion than most people today. Stood there with anguish in their heart and watched as those little ones went on board that big old ship. Amen. They didn't know what was going, but let me tell you what they did. Even the animals trusted God. Amen. They didn't question Him, praise God. They came and they got aboard. God says, get on board, praise God. And they got on. Amen. Well, if we could be just like brute animals, just trust God. Amen. The Bible says Noah got on board. Try to make a long story short, Noah got on board. The Bible said God closed the goat. Closed the gate. Amen. After the goat got on. Amen. He closed the gate. Praise the Lord. God shut that gate. Noah didn't have to have a winch and come along and pull that thing up. Said God put him on there. Amen. Top of the nation of Israel, praise God, when God takes them through the flood of tribulation. Amen. God called them out of that to that rosy red city of Petra. Amen. They'd be carried away by a flood from the Antichrist, from that old deceiver, from the destroyer. And the Bible says that in Revelation 14, they'd be carried away on the wings of an eagle. I hope that's the United States of America. Amen. I hope that's America, praise God. Hey, listen, our national bird, praise God, is an eagle. And I hope God is going to use America to take care of His people. Amen. Carried through the flood. Amen. But the Bible says they got on that boat and they went. You know the story. It rained 40 days, 40 nights, destroyed everything on the earth. In a little while, Noah's boat come to rest on top of a mountain. They waited a number of days and they got out. God said, okay. He said, praise God. God opened the door and He said, you can come out now. Amen. Ain't you glad God won't let you come out, praise God, in a place of harm? You praise the Lord. He'll let you come out in a place of safety. You say, where do you find safety at today, preacher? He said, there's trouble and turmoil everywhere. Hey, praise God, there's safety in the Lord. Amen. No matter what this world, no matter what the devil does to the flesh, praise God, your soul is secured in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He'll bring you out safe. But in Genesis chapter 8, praise God, the Bible says that they come up out of the ark and Noah built an altar, verse 20. Unto the Lord and took of every clean beast and of every a clean fowl and offered burnt offerings on the altar. Now watch this. And the Lord smelled a sweet savor. And the Lord, now watch this. And the Lord said in His heart, I will not again curse the ground anymore. Amen. The Lord looked down upon him, and he said, the Lord in His heart said, I will not again curse the land, amen, anymore. What happened here? He said it was a volition, praise God, of God Almighty Himself, amen. The will of God said, I'll not curse him again. When God's will, praise God, becomes will for us, amen, it changes us forever, amen. God says, I will not curse the earth, the ground, for man's sake anymore. Praise God. The Lord said, I will. See what happens? You see God the first time. He said, you know what? I will. He said, my will. He said, in God's heart, it came out His will. In our heart is where our will. We miss it 16 inches because we got it in the head, but we need the will in our heart. Our heart needs to be willing to serve and follow and love God. Amen. Unquestionably. Unreservedly. Pray that we can love the Lord with all our heart and our mind and our soul and our strength. Why do you think God starts out with the heart? Amen. Because His heart wants to be connected, Brother Chris, with our heart. Amen. He wants to be connected with me and you, praise God, so that He can help us along the way. He wants that interconnection. Amen. Our will is in our heart. Our will is our heart. What we desire, what we long for, what we seek after today is in our hearts. That's why in Jeremiah chapter 24, he asked Jeremiah about these fruit. And he said, there's good fruit and there's bad fruit. Praise God, the good's good and the bad's bad. Amen. He said, there's no middle place. Bless His holy name. And then he says, he goes on and he says, I will set mine eyes upon them for good. Now watch what he says, and I will. Now notice the I wills here. I will set my eyes on them for good. I will bring them again to this land. I will build them and not pull them down. And I will plant them and not pluck them up. Amen. God said, hey, listen, my attitude towards you, praise God, is in my will. He said, the attitude I have towards you is in my heart. He said, what God's a saying here, Brother Andrew. He said, I'm going to give you my heart.
Amen.
He said, I'm going to pour out my heart. I'm going to give you of my heart. I don't know about you, that's bigger than I am. But praise God, when my God, brother, I praise the Lord, wants to give me His heart, and I'm willing to accept His heart, praise God, there's a heart transplant takes place. Amen. I'm afraid today in the hour we live in, we got a whole lot of head knowledge, but we don't have a lot of heart knowledge. But praise God, when we have that heart transplant, God says, I will. Praise God. We ought to just say, I'll let you. Amen. God says, I will. I say, go ahead, Lord. I will. Thank you, God. Praise the Lord. Because He cares for us. He takes care of us. Our will, praise God, becomes His will. Our will is tied to our heart. His will is tied to our heart. Amen. It's what makes the difference, praise the Lord, when our will is changed. Amen. We're chasing after the things of the world. We're going in the way of worldliness, praise God. But when God intervenes, amen. And remember I told you the other week about when He comes into your head, the Holy Spirit, and He works it down into your heart, and He changes it and it takes root, praise God. That's when our will becomes His will. Amen. We thrive as God's people. Amen. We come out shouting and praising and giving God glory because we're His and He's ours. Amen. Told the story of the prodigal son. He said the will is tied to the heart. Remember that prodigal son? He went off. He told his father, he said, give me that's mine. And his father split up his inheritance to him. Gave him that he would inherit along the way. And the Bible said he took it off there and squandered it away. Amen. On riotous living. Not righteous living. Riotous living. Amen. Just living it up. Amen. Just partying. Thought he was having a good time. But guess what? There was a time when the money ran out. Left him down there alone. Nobody. He didn't have nobody. All those friends. All those partying buddies, where are they now? Amen. They said this week, I believe Thursday or Friday, they said they had five drug overdoses in Madison County in one day. And within an hour and a half, yeah. Within an hour and a half, they made ambulance calls on five different places, had drug overdose young people, five of them within an hour and a half in Madison County. God help us. We need the touch of God. We need the will of God in the hearts and God's people. Or we're going to die and go to hell without God. But praise God, when God gives you His heart and you accept His heart, praise God, it changes you from the inside out. Amen. Praise the Lord, you're not that person you used to be. You're not tempted in the same way as you used to be tempted. Amen. Those old things that used to look so good now don't look so lovely. Things are changed when the wheels change. The prodigal son went out, didn't take him long, realized he was out there all alone. There's nobody there for him, and he was in a far country. Amen. Hey, devil will take you that way. He'll take you out further than you want to go. Leave you alone in a far country. And he won't even offer to help you. You say, well, preacher, why didn't he just go back home? He couldn't. He didn't have no means. Amen. He never got no means, praise God. His mind was affected. His mind was haphazarded by the devil, amen. Just like these drugs and alcohol and these marijuana and stuff, praise God, they're pushing on our people today. I said, I've just tried. It won't hurt you. It'll all through your mind. I hit the argument all the time. Well, preacher, a little marijuana won't hurt you. I said, it's just an herb. Let me tell you something. We're living in a sin-cursed world. That marijuana isn't just an herb. Marijuana is a wicked weed. Why do you think the hippies used to call it the wicked weed? Because it alters your mind. Anything that alters your mind is not of God. Amen. You better, hey, somebody jerks out a joint, wants you to smoke with them, wants you to be around it, you better run as hard as you can go. It'll destroy your mind. It'll get you where you can't think, where you can't act, you can't react right. The devil will take you down the road a long ways and he'll set you out. And he'll leave you distraught, destroyed, desirous, praise God, of just a little bit of what you could have had in the house of the Lord. Amen. But God says, I will. I will. The will is tied to the heart. When we have that heart, he was down the road, he went a long way, and praise God, he got the longing for home and didn't have no way to get back. See, the will is tied to the heart, praise God, and when we have a change of heart, it changes our will. Amen. God says, I will give them an heart to know me. Amen. When we get the heart of God, when we get to knowing him, praise God, he takes that prodigal son and he changes his heart. He had a heart change, and it changed his mind. Amen. When our heart changes, it changes our mind. See, our mind don't change our heart. Hello? Did you hear what I said? Our mind don't change our heart. Amen. The way God's fixed this, he said, I will. Amen. He said, I'm going to give you my heart. He said, my heart will be part of you. We get a new heart with the Lord. And he gives us a new heart, and it changes our head. Amen. Amen. See, so many places, Dr. Spock tries to work that in reverse. He said, well, if you get to just thinking positive thoughts. Said, if you'll just think on rainbows and butterflies. Just meditate and think on rainbows and butterflies. You know what? In a little while, you'll be crazy as a lunatic. Amen. You'll be way out there somewhere, praise God, with no influence of God, and you don't know where to come or how to get back. But God says if we let God in our heart. See, that prodigal's out there in the world, praise God. He was alone. He's in a far country, man, and he got to thinking about home. Amen. Praise God. You know the old saying, home is where the heart is. Amen. Home is where the heart is. I wonder where our heart is. So, preacher, I like you over at the house. I get to lay around in the bed and lay in that big old recliner and watch TV. And hey, praise God, I won't say that. Hey, my house ain't my home, praise God. I've got a home in glory. And hey, listen, I'm just a passing through here. One day that old house on the hill, praise God, will probably just be a speck of dust in the horizon. But glory be to God, I've got a home in glory. Bible said that prodigal was down there, and the Bible said that he came to himself. Let me just read that to you. Luke chapter 15. Luke chapter 15, verse 17, it said, when he came to himself, amen. In other words, he came to himself. He was in his right mind. Amen. He got the longing. He got the thinking about home. Praise God, it went from that longing got down in, amen, it got out of his head. And it got down in his heart. He got to remembering that he had over home. Amen. We get to remembering what God says that we've got over home, praise God. We'll get the longing for home. We'll begin to look for that place, praise God, where God's got help for his people, amen, where he lifts us up, praise God, and encourages us every step away till we get in that way. Just taking us along. Praise God for his glory. And the Bible says when he come to himself, what happened? Amen. He had a change of heart. It changed his mind. Amen. He got the thinking. He got the longing for home. Praise the Lord. He got the looking for that place where he had peace and rest and confidence. Amen. He came to Himself. And when He came to Himself, praise God, it changed His will. His will was changed. Amen. Before He was just wanting to have a good time. Amen. Sow His oats. We say that to me, oh yeah, preacher, well they're just a sowing their oats. No, they're living in sin. Their fruit's rotten. Amen. We need to call it what it is. We can't pacify these young'uns in sin. We can't pacify our brothers and sisters in sin, praise God. We just need to call it what it is. Amen. There's right, and there's wrong, and there's no middle ground. Amen. We cannot justify sin. Praise God. He was living in sin. He had squandered away all that he had, even his living, even his inheritance. But his heart changed. He realized, praise God, he was out there and there wasn't nobody there. He was all alone and he got the longing for home. He got desirous for home. And when he came to himself, it changed his heart, it changed his mind, it changed his will. Verse 18 tells us that when it changed his will, it changed his direction. Amen. It turned him around, headed him another way. Praise God. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. And he came to himself. When he came to himself, his heart was changed. And it changed his mind. He got thinking about those good things at home. Praise God. And he said, I will arise. Amen. I will arise. See what happened? Praise God. God says, hey, I want to give you my will. I want to give you my love. I want to give you my heart. So God caught the prodigal in the wilderness, praise God. And he said, hey, what? You know what I'll do? He said, I'll give you my heart. Praise God. He accepted it, praise God. And he rose up. Amen. Praise God. He rose up. Our will is in our heart, praise God. When we see God, we rise up. Praise God. He said, I will arise and go to my Father. And we'll say, see, this is the will that's still working. Amen. Not in his mind, but it's in his heart. His heart's telling his mind what to say. His heart's telling his mind what to do. His heart's telling his mind, amen. It's taking charge of him, praise God. He got up when his heart was turned. Amen. His intellect, his imagination, his emotions, his will was turned by his heart being changed. That's why God says we've got to have a new heart. Man, we need a heart transplant. So his mind was clear. He was thinking right. He said, I will arise and go to my Father. Amen. I will arise and go toward home. Amen. You say, preacher, what changes our will? Praise God. When we realize that there's a place in glory that's set aside for me and you. When we get desirous of that home country. Amen. There's something about, we went to Israel. And there's something about that place. I mean, you go there and you stay just a few days and you leave. There's a longing there. There's something that wants to pull you back. I mean, it's like it's got a tug on you. Amen. Because God's country. I know what it is, man. It's just an essence and a presence of God. Amen. It's a little touch of heaven on earth. Amen. It's a country that's in turmoil, a country in anguish. Amen. It's a country that has a hard time just to keeping itself together, but it's got a presence of God on it. Amen. It seems like home. I told you I'd like to live. If you want to send me, I'll go live in Galilee. Amen. What a beautiful place. The weather's right. Amen. 70 to 75, 76 all the time. Amen. Praise God. Hey, but it's like home. And when they got the, when that prodigal got the thinking at home, when home became a part of his heart, when his will was changed, God says, I'll change your will. He says, I'll give you my heart. It'll change you. Amen. Your will, praise God, he will be my will. Amen. Praise the Lord. We get the longing for. I told him, I preached this over John. I got told him, I thought, you take these fellas that's been in the military, Brother Bill and Brother John and Brother Billy, these others, praise God, that's been in the military. Amen. You get over there in a far country. Amen. You get the wanting, you get the thinking about home. And you don't have to be over there. I've heard tell you, don't have to be over there very long. You get the thinking about home. You get over there in a foreign country where you got to keep your head down to keep it. Keep from being shot off, praise God. You get to thinking, praise God, a home seemed pretty good. Amen. Amen. Home seemed like a really nice, hey, mom and daddy ain't as bad as I thought they was. Amen. That old boss man down there at the workplace, he wasn't as bad as I thought he was. And they get to thinking about it. See, what happens, their heart's in tune. And they get the longing for home. They get the looking. They get desiring home. Amen. When they get the desiring home, praise God, they get anxious to go. Amen. You know what's wrong with us, praise God? We're not desiring home. We're not anxious to go. We're not anticipating, praise God, that glorious trip to heaven. Amen. I told them when they got there, after they was there and served their time, praise God, and the commander or whatever was in their squadron come, told them, said, listen, said, so we're getting your papers together. You're going to go out of here on Friday. Soldier, you've done your time. You're out of here on Friday. You're going home. Amen. Praise God. They didn't. They said, well, you know, it's pretty good over here. I believe I'll just hang out over here a while and I just go ahead and get my papers and I'm going to, you know what they did? Praise God. They say they snatched them papers up. They run out there and they got on that bus or that plane, praise God, and they were out of there. How they were headed for home, praise God, because their heart was desirous of home things. Amen. God says, I'll give you a heart, praise God. He says, I'll give you my heart, and when you get my heart, you'll long for home. Amen. He said, you get the longing for home. He said, that fruit will be so good. All of the things of God, praise God, he said, it'll be so good, praise God, it changes you. The conversation, amen. God Himself begins to make that conversion. The conversation with their heart becomes a Godward conversation. And we begin to get those things that's coming from the throne of grace. Those things that used to just bounce off our head. Amen. You know, while we're sitting there at the church house and we're gazing out the window and they're just a bouncing off, and God's trying to help us and God's trying to love us and God's trying to show us how much goodness He has for us, and they're just a bouncing off as we stare off into infinity. But praise God, one day all of a sudden, it don't bounce off, but it goes in. And we begin to ponder on that and God begins to work it down in their heart. Next thing you know, praise God, they've got a heart that's a changing. And He starts saying, well, glory. Man, you mean God's got a place as magnificent as that? You mean there's a place called heaven, praise God, that'll take me out of all this turmoil, that'll deliver me and help me and give me hope throughout eternity? Amen. And boy, you begin to take that in. What? God just rolls over the old heart. Flips it out of there, praise God, and puts you in that His heart. Amen. And it begins a part of who you are, and you get the longing for home. That's what He told them here. Amen. They were people that were isolated in a foreign country. But God says, I will give my heart to know me, that I am the Lord, and they shall be my people. Amen. That means He's going to take care of them. He said, I will be their God. That means He's going to take care of them superiorly. Amen. There's not going to be no doubt. Amen. And I will be their God, and they shall return unto me with their whole heart. Amen. When that prodigal had a change of heart, it changed his mind. Hey, praise God that he, as old Brother Bill said, he threw down the pail and jumped the rail because he realized he didn't have to go to hell, and he ran back up there toward the Father just as hard as he could go. He couldn't wait to get back to the Father's house. And he says, I was just going to say, so, Father, my will, Father, my will's been changed. Amen. Praise the Lord. And Father says, good. He says, praise God, you're still part of my will. Amen. You say, well, preacher, he done received all his inheritance and he squandered it. Yeah, but God says, I've got more. Amen. No matter how much of our life we wasted, God says, I've got more. Amen. Amen. And he grabbed him up. The Father grabbed him. He loved him, pulled to him, and he kissed him. Amen. Put shoes on his, cleaned his old dirty feet up, put shoes on his feet, and a ring upon his finger. Amen. And he says, welcome home, son. Welcome home. Told a servant. He said, go kill the fatted calf. Because that was lost has come home. Amen. Glory be to God. His heart was changed. Our heart. Amen. Our will is in our heart. Our will, God's will, is in our heart. Amen. That's why we got to love God with all our heart, our mind, our soul, and our strength. But we got to start with our heart. Amen. Not with our head, with our heart. Amen. And we got to love God. And when we love God with our heart, praise God, we start longing for home. Amen. We start looking for that place that He has for us. Amen. We start longing and wanting to be there. And then it begins more and more excited. So we get to thinking about, you know, my Father's house. And so I just need to know a little bit more about my Father. Amen. Amen. Jesus said, not my will, but thy be done. He said, your will, Father. So I want to be pleasing to you. So our will is in our heart. Our whole heart attitude ought to be that we want to be pleasing to God in all that we endeavor to do. Amen. The Bible actually says, do all things as unto the Lord. For this is good. Amen. To do all things like we're doing it for God's glory. Because we are. We are. And he said, that good fruit and that good basket, praise God. He said, it was very good. But he said, that bad stuff's in that bad basket. And he said, it ain't fit for nothing. Amen. But he said, when your will's changed, he said, when your heart's changed, praise God, it's all good. Amen. He's done, the rotten's got rid of. Amen. That's cast in the sea of God's forgiveness, never remember no more, praise the Lord. And that good is put out to represent who we are with the help of the Lord. And we do it. Why? Because our heart's changed. Our will, your will, my will, is in our heart. What we endeavor to do in our heart. Now we can set New Year's resolution, say, well, you know what? January the 1st, I'm going, and we set that in our head, and we don't make it. How many's tried to do that? Let's be honest. And you don't make it 2 days. Don't make it. Most time we don't make it 1 day. But when we set it in our heart, you know that we're going to be pleasing to God because He loves us. Amen. He's got better things for us. Because one day, praise God, we're headed for home. When home becomes our desire, it does that when our heart is changed. Amen. When our heart is changed. We take our mind and our focus off of us, and we put our mind and our focus on Him. Praise God, He makes all the difference. Our will, your will, praise God, this morning is in your heart. I want to ask you this morning, closing, how's your heart? How's your heart? Do you have a loving, tender heart?